Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
We're back for another show.
Yeah.
Morning, studio.
Yeah. Morning.
Eddie, you threw everybody off my screen. That, yeah.
Well, it was so exciting.
I like that.
To start the show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go. We're here. He screamed. He threw us off. Hopefully that doesn't last all show long. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Guys, I went to the mall the other day, and I guess it's been a while. I mean, I don't know, maybe a year, last Christmas or something. But I walked in there, and I'm like, what has happened? I felt like I was in prison for 20 years.
We were going to the mall, Mike D and myself, Caitlin. We're meeting her parents in Dallas to have dinner, but we were going to the mall first. And so we were like, Eddie, you want to go to the mall with us? He's the only one who didn't want to go to the mall. He goes, I hate the mall. Like, but it's, we're just going to the mall. Like, we're just hanging out, like, looking at stores. We went to the Nike store and...
Just to browse?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I'm out.
We were eating dinner in the mall.
Okay.
And it was also Christmas, and so we knew we had to get there early because there were cars everywhere. So we decided to go a half hour early. It's like, let's go to the mall. If we're there so early, we can walk around and just buy some... I needed some underwear. Want to go to the Nike store, see what the... some sweats. But Eddie's like, I hate the mall. I'll just Uber. He waited, like, 20 minutes, just Ubered, and just... showed up. It was the dumbest thing.
But I had to walk through the mall to get to the restaurant. And I'm like, what are these stores? Aloe, Billy Reed, anything but water, J. Jill. I'm like, where's Banana Republic?
Everything but water, but yeah.
Whatever. Like, it was crazy.
Oh, it's like swimsuits and...
What's J. Jill?
Everything you need at the water, but with, there's
Eddie,
no
I don't know
water.
What those are.
I'm like, who the heck is Oliver Peoples? Never heard of this dude.
Wow.
I like going to the mall here.
Oliver Peoples, that's glasses, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Where is it?
Don't know Oliver.
What's J. Jill?
Clothes. Women's.
What's Great American Cookie Company?
Cookies?
Hey,
cookie
not there. Cakes? I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
Eddie's walking around. He's like, you've been in jail. That's why he's there for 20
was
years.
It's weird, dude.
He's so dumb. All right, this next guy... He loves soccer, he loves money, and his fake name is Jason Gibble. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
So about 6 months ago, guys, I had a tree fall on my house. I had holes in my roof, in my ceiling, three skylights looking up at the sky, the stars, the sun, the rain, and I was going to be on a reality show. It never came to fruition.
You were never going to be on a reality show.
I got ghosted, and you guys said I need to... get it fixed. So I finally called, filed an insurance claim, and someone came out, did the little... and I got a quote, a little over $21,000 to fix my roof.
How much do you have to pay that? What is your deductible?
My deductible, well, that's with my deductible was like $4,000, and then that's on top of that. So they're going
to
give me...
You have to pay $4,000?
Yeah, so they're going to give me $21,000, though, on top of that to fix my roof.
So
I guess it's really 25,000.
So you're not paying anything. They're just going to give you 20,000 bucks basically.
Right.
Now, are you going to spend all that on the
That's a good question.
Well, now, no, that's the thing. I'm going to have different roofers come out. Whoever gives me the lowest estimate, psh, go with them.
But I'm saying whatever they give you, are you going to spend less to get the roof done?
Yeah, that's what you do is now you get estimates.
They don't know
how much the insurance has given me.
The adjuster,
the insurance adjuster. Now I call roofing companies, come out, get some estimates. Oh, you said you can do it for 15? You're all right. You're hired, my man. Then make a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't the insurance company like have a conversation
Scam
with
alert!
The roof?
Scam alert! Scam alert!
For sure.
Scam alert!
Big time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not a scam alert.
I know. You do you, buddy.
No. I'm hiring a professional roofer,
absolutely.
And whatever they give me, that's their quote. I can't.
That's their quote. You can't do anything about it.
Just do whatever it takes to get your roof fixed.
Well, that's what it is.
Holes in your roof
you
like
understand. I am doing what it is to get
my
roof fixed.
It's dead of winter. And he's like, we'll see.
He's like, I'm going to create a bidding war.
Up next, I got to say, the turtleneck you're wearing today looks pretty cool because it's not like super tight turtleneck 1980s. Like, there's a little room to breathe in her turtleneck. It, like, falls a little
bit. That's loose.
It is. I like it. Amy's in a gray turtleneck today, looking very stylish. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
Okay. So my daughter wants to start a babysitting cleaning business. She's 15. She's great with kids. And she knows that she can, make...
And she's a hustler.
Decent money babysitting. I told her she could charge $10 to $12 an hour. And she's like, what if I give them the option to have me clean while I'm there as well.
Well, you gotta watch the kids.
Well, she said, depending on the kids' age, there's different variables at play here for sure. But in her mind, if the kids are a little bit older, she also will teach the kids how to clean and have them help her.
That's genius.
Mentoring, cleaning lessons.
So she says when she was at the orphanage, every day of the week they had a different thing they had to focus on and clean. And she's like, on Wednesdays I had to mop. And she said, I know how to do all this stuff and I can teach these kids. It's a win-win for the parents. And then she gets, on top of the babysitting money, her cleaning fee.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Can she stay at your house by herself?
Yeah. You mean overnight?
Yeah.
She could, but we've never done that.
So I asked this, could she watch our dogs? We always have somebody at our house if we're gone. Could she stay at our house and watch our dogs and get paid? She's 15.
I don't know. I have to discuss this.
Would you let her is what I'm saying.
I know. I can't make the decision on my own.
Hey, top dollar.
That's tough, though,
she's
man.
She's not scared to do that, but I would just be like,
you can be with her. Don't
15?
Get paid.
What? You trust a 15-year-old to watch your dogs?
No, not really. I would trust her after, because I trust Sashira.
Yeah, she's
a really
very
good kid.
Responsible.
And she's a hustler. I trust hustlers. Takes one to know one.
Mm-hmm.
But I would if in a dire situation.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Amy.
She might give you the option to clean
while she's
watching
dogs. She's going to end up a multimillionaire or in jail. One of the two things, because she's always got ideas. Those ideas that get you in trouble or make you rich and famous.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, hit me up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, you can find him at your local mall, and he's kind of tall. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. So I've been helping out you guys with some gifts for your husbands, your boyfriends, but this is one for everybody. So I went to the Apple store, and it's not an Apple product, and they often say don't use non-Apple products with Apple because it can catch on fire. I asked. They said it was cool. I bought this thing. It's a charger. So imagine... a 2x4, right? That shape.
Yeah.
And it's about a foot long, maybe a little less. It's got three chargers on it. It's got an Apple Watch charger. It's got, you lay your phone on it charger, and an AirPod charger on a circle. You lay it there.
Oh, cool.
It works better than any sort of lay down charger I've ever used because it goes through the phone case. Back in the day, I had one. You take your phone case off. It was stupid. I threw it away. I peed on it, then threw it away.
Oh.
It's white. It's a three in one. The iPhone charger flips up, it stays up. Or the watch charger, you lay the two down. It's A+. I've had it now for 3 weeks, and I would give it the review, and I can find it and post it if you'd like.
Okay.
It's not super expensive, but it's also not super cheap, but it's worth it, and you get what you pay for. But it's a great Christmas gift. I leave it on my bedside table. I'd have no cords anymore. My watch is all good. AirPods, I'm not switching it out all the time. It's multiple chargers, and it's not even that big. So I'll post it a little later on today on my Instagram story, Mr. Bobby Bones, and that's what I'm going to tell you. You can get your husband or your boyfriend or your wife, because this is a unisex.
Oh, absolutely.
Boom.
Anyone.
Christmas. And Merry Christmas from all your friends here at the Bobby Bones Show. We're not buying it for you, but Merry Christmas for telling you about it. There is a brand new Bobbycast, over an hour, talking with Chris Tomlin. It's awesome. I didn't understand how internationally massive Chris Tomlin is. Selling out arenas all over the world. Selling out arenas multiple nights in the States. Chris Tomlin is a Christian artist, and I think he's so used to doing interviews where people just want to know about his faith. And I was like, I know about your faith. I want to know about the dude.
Yeah.
Is awesome. And like, we left, and there's only ever been a couple times where I left with somebody, and I'm like, I totally could be, I fell in friend love.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so, like, we text and stuff now. He's awesome. And so, here's some Chris Tomlin here. Go search for the Bobbycast, the Chris Tomlin episode, A+. If I wasn't in it, A++.
Oh, wow.
I annoy me like no other.
Okay.
And like no other. But check it out, the latest Bobbycast, Chris Tomlin. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I love your idea of a practical Christmas so much I wanted to adopt it in my life, but I'm having an issue with the gift I want to get my wife. I know she's been wanting this specific workout equipment from this brand she follows on Instagram. She talked about it a couple months ago. She never bought it. Is it a bad idea to get her workout equipment even though she said she wanted it? I don't want to apply anything. Just want to get her something she will actually use this year. Signed, avoid sleeping on the couch on Christmas. Okay, if she's expressed that she wants it, you can get it for her. The trouble is if she never says she wanted it or she doesn't want it and you get that for her, right?
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah, huge problems.
So you don't want to go and say, got you a Thighmaster, and she's never searched for a Thighmaster in front of you.
No, that's offensive.
A gym membership. If she's never said she wants to go to a boxing gym.
She hates the gym.
Yes.
But you're like, hey, got you a membership.
That's trouble.
That would send the wrong message.
Yes.
Obviously.
But if this is what she wants, get it. Go to town.
Yeah, it's probably something she's not going to buy for herself, so.
Go to town and get it for her.
Practical Christmas.
It's my favorite thing because I know that when I get a gift for somebody, they're actually going to use it. They may not go like, wow, this is so amazing and thoughtful. But what they're going to go and do is when they're actually using it, be like, man, I'm so happy they got this because I probably wouldn't have gotten it for me. So for me, it's a, what I got you, Amy? Outside of the show. Mm-hmm. I can't give it to you here because that will be against our rules. Mm-hmm. But we have a friendship in real life. What I have you? Practical.
Mortgage?
Wow, that's
paid it all practical. Off.
That's pretty
practical.
That'd be
practical. Nice.
Okay. So yes, I love a practical Christmas. And Morgan's gift on Friday that I'm bringing in for our gift giving is practical. But I think she'll like it. I think she'll be like this. Oh, wow. That's cool. Thank you. Because she's not going to be like, oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry, Morgan.
But with that, she's not going to be like, oh my gosh. And it's a flash. And then it's like, well, that was cute. She's going to use it. You know?
That's good.
Or she'll trade it.
Oh, for the spicy thing. Because a spicy Christmas on Friday morning. If you don't like your gift, you can trade it. Because I'll have some boxes up here that have really great gifts in them. And a couple of them will be spicy things too, like the little Nitro, world's hottest gummy bear.
Oh my goodness.
The hottest chip.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But that's the that's the gamble we're willing to take because whatever you have in the other boxes really are awesome.
He said luxurious.
Are they practical or awesome?
He said luxurious.
Let's just say you'll like them a lot.
Okay.
You'll like them a lot.
All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you. Close it.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
About to talk with one of my favorite artists, Gavin DeGraw. And Amy stayed around yesterday and talked to Gavin for a little bit. Now, you'd know Gavin from this song, I Don't Wanna Be Anything Other Than.
I don't wanna be anything other than.
He's also got a song called Ford, which is really awesome, too.
Just driving old Ford.
And it's on right now. Let's talk to Gavin DeGraw.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Gavin DeGraw.
Gavin DeGraw, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
What's going on, guys?
Well, we got to tell you out of the gate that we had such an awesome reaction to your song, Ford, the last time you were on the show.
Man, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, if people haven't heard Ford, they definitely need to check it out because it is a very powerful song. And I have to say, I mean, I feel like I speak for everyone on the show. Your appearance on the show, period, and everything you did and played and the piano and all the stuff, like, that was one of the most fun interviews that we had all year.
Wow, thank you. Damn.
Okay, so I've got the top most Googled Gavin DeGraw questions. So I'm going to run through them with you.
Give it to me.
Okay. What genre is Gavin DeGraw?
I have no idea. I don't know what to call me. I mean, I'm just a songwriter, you know. I don't know if I'm anything in particular. I'm a fan of music, and I like to write down my life and make it rhyme.
Okay, next question. How much does Gavin DeGraw cost to play at a wedding?
I'm like a dollar. And I do play some annulment divorce parties.
Wait,
those are good.
Have you really played a divorce party before?
No, but I would.
Okay.
And I think, you know, people should celebrate every opportunity they get, good and bad.
Is Gavin DeGraw in a relationship?
I have a great dog. He's a gas station shepherd.
So did you say gas station because you found him at a gas station? Like you were just on the road doing shows or something and you saw this dog?
I was just out on a road trip. I'd left L.A. in the middle of the night. Me and my buddy were like, hey, man, let's take a road trip. And with no plan, about a week into it, he turned around and I said, I'm going to keep going. And I spent a few days on a bender in Austin, Texas. And then I saw Willie Nelson's last show at Austin City Limits. And then I left there one night. And this dog ran out of the road while I was pumping gas. You know, and I was like, you know what? I don't have any fleas in my truck yet, so I should put this dog in there. And that's what I did, and I kept him.
Awesome. So, Gavin, yeah. what do you got holiday-wise? What are your plans?
I'm actually going to New York. I'm going to spend some time up there window shopping and checking some stuff out. I think New York City is a pretty special place to be during the holidays, during Christmas time. So I'm going to do a little bit of window shopping and hit some stuff up and try to figure out what to get people for Christmas.
Well, you might need to do a little more than window shopping. Christmas is right around the corner, so.
You know what? That's what people keep telling me. So how do you feel about gift certificates?
I'm totally on board with them.
Me too, because otherwise you got to remember, like, oh, man, what's my buddy? You know, are they a large? If I get them an XL, are they going to be insulted? You know, you never know, you know, how people are going to receive your gift.
Well, holiday shopping is definitely in full swing, so you got to get on that. And toys and games are an option for the whole family. I bought my nieces and nephews a bunch of games, and Toys R Us is at Macy's with a lot of fun gift options, by the way, like Hot Wheels and Lego and Disney, and then just the classic board games. Are you a big board game guy?
First of all, I will say the Macy's location in New York City is one of the greatest stores on the face of the planet. That place is 3 acres. That's how big it is. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
3 acres. But yeah, do I like board games? Absolutely, I like board games. Connect Four? Come on now. It's like extreme tic-tac-toe.
Well, people can check out Macy's.com/giftfinder for all gifting needs. And this is the best part, which I want to talk about, because Macy's Wish List Wednesday supports Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. So, yeah, go to Macy's.com/purpose and donate to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America, and you can help support their mission and inspire youth equity and empower kids to reach their potential, which is important to all of us.
I agree. And not just that, buy Gavin DeGraw an amazing Lego set. I personally like the Lego castles. I think they're pretty cool. I also like cars. I need a Lego car. So if you can get me one of those, please.
Okay, Gavin. Well, thanks for coming on. It was awesome to talk with you, and we hope you get to come back with your piano real soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it. I appreciate it, guys.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Josh Morales started a moving company called International Van Lines. That's the moving truck pulling in, guys. And he started fostering 2 young sons. He's like, oh, this is really cool. Ends up adopting them. He's like, I got to find a way to give back. You know, I got this moving company. Who else can I help? People of domestic violence. So now, if you're in a domestic violence situation, he moves them for free.
Wow.
That's right.
Cool. That's really great.
And he'll move them from New York to Florida, wherever. Hey, let's go. Load up the van. We're moving you.
That's great, because that's
those are people at times, and I've had some in my life, who are very vulnerable and don't know who to ask or how to ask for help. And knowing there's somebody there willing to help that says it
openly
in the front of it
is
a massive deal. That's a great one. All
right. And you know, so when like you, you're a foster parent, you think like, oh, I'm already doing enough. I'm a foster parent. But this guy's like, no, I'm going to do more and I'm going to make my company do more for the for them.
What's interesting is because your life is of being a foster parent than an adoptive parent. Mine, what I went to was the domestic situation.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mine went to the free.
And the horn.
And that's, and the horn. That's the beauty of all of us right there.
Yeah.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Rejected Segments.
Rejected Segments.
All these have come to me in the way of, hey, I think we should do these on the show. And they've all been
Rejected Segments.
Now, I'm not going to put this in, but what inspired this was Morgan. She sent me one. Morgan, I'll just let you do what you wanted to do. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to listener Kate and her boyfriend. I met them at the Santa Rampage in Nashville, which is like SantaCon. And they basically tried to, like, hook me up with a really cute guy at the bar, and they were super nice.
They have a white beard and a hat, red hat.
Oh, yeah, they had the whole Santa stuff going on. But she also asked me to say hi to Bobby, hi to Amy, hi to Eddie, but not to Lunchbox, because he's eh.
Oh.
Wow, dude.
Sound like some losers.
Merry Christmas.
But she also asked it not to be part of Rejected Segments.
So it's not.
But it is.
It's leading into Rejected Segments. Let's do Rejected Segments.
Rejected Segments.
Oh. These are the top five segments that I've rejected, either because you would get fired, you would get in trouble, or it was just so boring. Okay? At number five, suggested by Mike D. Worst of 2022. We always talk about the songs that we like, but what if, Bobby, you do a top five worst country songs, all from major artists who put out singles? Ooh. To show we're open to criticism ourselves, we'll do a top five worst moments of the Bobby Bone Show. But really, we want to talk about the suckiest songs that made it big.
Not bad.
This one was rejected because of negativity.
Yeah, that's trouble, man.
And at times I'll say a song is not good. But not in the Christmas time, you know?
Yeah.
Rejected segments. Rejected.
Rejected segments.
Oh. Number four from Eddie. Eddie's credit card company thinks that he's cheating on his wife.
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
Go ahead.
That's a good one. So the credit card company, there's some charges on a credit card that we rarely use. So my wife just randomly checked it, and she said, hey, she called customer service, like, these are really weird charges, you know, it's jewelry they bought. And the credit card company goes, well, have you talked to your husband about the jewelry? Because these were purchased. Oh. And my wife's like, well, what do you mean? Like, talk to my husband. Well, are you sure that your husband didn't buy this jewelry?
Like suggesting you bought it for another woman?
What?
What are they doing?
Like, get out of my life.
But you did. Did you even buy jewelry?
No.
Somebody stole your card?
Somebody stole our card. It was an account on a website that was hacked.
Rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
Oh. Number three from Eddie.
Oh, boy.
It's just because it was boring and stupid.
Uh-oh.
I suffered a terrible injury recently. And I just want to read this one. Mm. Which, on the headline, I'm like, oh, wow, ACL.
Oh, great.
Spine. This could be one of the hardest injuries I've ever had to recover from. I was reheating some pizza. I didn't realize how hot it was when I put it in my mouth. It was so hot, it burned the roof of my mouth. I think we could talk about this and talk about how when you eat stuff that's hot, it's really uncomfortable. Please pray for me.
Oh, hey, I can use your prayer. I'm better now. That was a while back. But, dude, when you burn the roof of your tongue.
It sucks.
It's the worst.
We're not rejected segments.
Oh, come on, guys.
Rejected segments.
But you remember the other one Eddie had? It was like, I've changed my new favorite pizza or something.
Yes. It was like, I changed the toppings. Yeah,
stupid.
I mean, some days you just got nothing, you know?
Next up.
That was something.
At number two. And this is one of those where I've just run out of things that I could possibly even suggest to the show, so I'm just going to write down anything. It comes from Lunchbox.
Oh.
He goes, let me fill you in on one of the best snacks out there that nobody's talking about. Get a banana and put some peanut butter on it. Simple, easy, and delicious.
Okay. Everyone knows that.
No, you don't.
I mean, you kind of forget about it.
No, you don't.
It
you
is
don't,
good.
Yeah, you
he had nothing, and he's like, I need to send something in. Rejected segment!
Hold on.
Rejected segment.
Sorry, it's been rejected. Can't do it. And the number one rejected segment is from Amy.
What? I've never made rejected segments, ever.
Oh, yes, you have.
I have not.
Oh, you've never been rejected?
No,
stop.
No, I've never had anything good enough. I feel like
bad enough.
Yeah, or bad enough. Like, I get jealous of y'all sometimes when you make it. Okay. I've never made it.
Amy wanted to know, have we ever considered being a hand model? Now, have you? Do you remember sending this?
Tell me more.
Okay, she even needs to know because she was like,
that's how bad it was.
Amy was waiting in the grocery store line.
Oh, yeah, no, this is a cute story. I know it now.
Go ahead.
Okay, So this elderly man was the checker outer, and then an elderly woman was in front of me. And when she was putting her stuff on the little conveyor belt and near him, he could see her hands. And he said to her, "Have you ever considered being a hand model?" And I feel like I was watching two, you know,
elders hitting on each other.
Yeah, they were hitting on each other.
Yes, silver foxes.
That is cute. That's cute.
Yeah, did they leave together?
She didn't have a wedding ring. Who knows?
She bite her lip, give him the eyes, and they head out.
I mean, I thought it was super cute. And I was like, go him. Look at him picking up the people in his line. They would have been cute together. I have no idea if whatever happened.
That's why it's rejected, because you have no idea what happened after that.
But it's pretty cute, though.
It was cute. I think it had been a younger guy saying it to him, it wouldn't have been as cute. Something about them being old and probably widowed.
And wrinkly hands.
Now you're getting sad.
No.
Something about them having to go to a funeral for the one they love.
No, but then they find each other. They find love at the grocery store.
I don't hate that one, actually. I would take that one off after doing it.
See, really? I haven't ever made it.
Yeah, I don't know that we would have done it, but I would take it off rejected segments.
Oh,
see?
Man. Yeah. What about ours? You take
those
off?
Yeah, they all stay.
Oh,
that's rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
I do have a snack that nobody's talking about.
Well, let me guess. You take a piece of bread and put jelly on it.
Well, I was going to say, you cut up an apple and then put peanut butter on it.
Right. That's where I was going to go, but he told me it had already been rejected. I was like, you can also switch to an apple.
Okay.
But.
I mentioned on the show, and I've mentioned before, I have a lot of trouble sleeping. We all do, right? We all have different reasons we can't sleep. With me, I'm trying a new medicine because I have crazy, at times, very vivid nightmares. I've been diagnosed with PTSD a couple of times, and it all stems from things like I was jumped at work. I had a gun to my head outside of a station event. I had my house broken into while I was on the air. I've had death threats. So it's all this stuff that's combined. And each was traumatic in its own way, but it just weighs on me. And my nightmares are so vivid where wherever I am, it's mostly in my house. If I'm able to get pure enough sleep that I can have a dream, it's almost always a nightmare of someone breaking into my house to kill me in my house, in the exact place that I am. So when I wake up, I can't tell if it's a dream or not. So I have to get up and touch walls and like have a conversation. Like, this is a dream. And my heart is... And you know, when that's happening, you can't go back to sleep. So... there are worse problems in the world, but I'd mentioned that on the show. I have a lot of trouble sleeping sometimes because of that, and I'm trying a new medicine for that. And Jackie called from Albany, New York. And Jackie, I appreciate you calling. Now, Jackie, how do you know about sleep, and how do you know what can help me?
So I do something what most people would think of is like life coaching, but it's really, I teach active meditation and study in human behavior. And what you were describing was just energy that was stored in your body from those events that you listed, you know, being pistol whipped and attacked and all of these things. And what happens during those events is that we store that experience, the energy of that, the anger, the sadness, the fear in our body. And unless we go back at a different time and we look at it and literally process the energy, like the charge out of our body, it'll be there. And when we go to sleep at night, we have no distractions and our body is like more tired. And so it starts to come to the surface, keeping you up, that noise that you were talking about in your mind.
Yeah, no, yeah. So it's like a double, right? I have that issue, but then I also can't stop ever like relaxed, because it's always, I got to get this, I got to do this, because I'm always afraid if something fails here, I'm going to lose my job and not going to pay my bills, because that's a different kind of trauma. Now, again, I'm not saying this is the worst problem in the world. I just mentioned it. That I sometimes wake up at 1 or 2 in the morning and then I just stay up because I can't go back to sleep. And I've been to therapists that specialize in this. I've tried all organic ways. I've tried meditation. I'm now trying a medicine. I don't love to have to get on medicines. I will definitely believe in medicine. But for me, I like to try every other way first. And then I'll crush a chemical. Because it usually works. I'll be honest with you. But there's always, you have to give something to get something with medicine, with a pill. You have to give something to get, always. And so that's where I am now. So, Jackie, what can I do? Maybe callers are dealing with this in different ways. What can we do? Give me like the 90-second version of what we can do, the quick version to change our lives.
So it's just processing that energy. And you're right. You can take medicine, and medicine sort of like putting a Band-Aid over a smoke alarm. You're not addressing like where the fire is. And the fire is, it's an imbalanced perception. So if you think, oh, if something fails at work, I'm going to lose my job. Yes, but what we're blinded to in that moment is, what's the benefit of losing your job? What would be the benefit of that thing failing? Who would you meet? What would change in your life? It might be the best thing that ever happened to you. So it's the moment you balance that one-sided thought, the noise in your mind immediately stops and you'll be sleeping before you know it.
So it's almost playing devil's advocate to yourself?
No, it's just finding the other side. It's finding the other side that's going to pop that energy bubble. Because if we think of something scary, we're only focused on the negative or the drawback of that happening. Mm-hmm. But we're not, we're blinded to, you know, sometimes losing that job, then all of a sudden you get this one, you meet the person, you meet your new person, or you have something even better, road that you never would have went down. And when we calm the mind with it's only scary, it's not positive, that's when the body relaxes. When you speak to, I can't relax, it's because there's only one side. If we ask a question or take you through this active meditation where you see the other side, your body instantly calms and you'll be able to sleep.
So instead of someone coming to murder me outside my door, I'm going to imagine there's somebody with presents who's coming to give them to me and massage me.
Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
That's cute, but for the thing about you being attacked, it's you have to process when that happens. So it's happened over and over again. It's still stored in your body.
Yeah, it's happened over and over again, like 8, 9, 10 times between death threats. And it's just a weird, I don't know how to do. People send me, instead of threats, they send me nice notes saying, we'll do anything to keep you alive.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's nice.
Well,
I'm thinking of the opposite.
I know. I'm trying to think. If they did come to kill you, yeah, what could be good that could happen?
I don't even get on this show and scream controversial thoughts. That's the weird thing to me about almost being killed a few times. There are controversial people. And now I have opinions and bold, big opinions, but it's never about anything that you think you would be murdered for, you know? But I like that, Jackie.
I like it too. I'm already applying it in my brain right now.
Let me just say really quick, that one is different because that one's not about finding the positive in being murdered. Oh. That one, you know, and when we need to see something and we need to like get a lesson for something, it'll keep showing up. It'll show up in every person. There's something that you believe that's creating people to want to attack like that. Because there's lots of people that people don't attack. There's a perception somewhere in there that people are attacking me. I'm wrong. This is what it is. And if we find the other side of that, those people don't need to show up anymore.
I completely, in theory, and could practice and put some of that in my life for sure. It ain't going to happen today. Because that's a slow deal.
I can totally help you with it. Yeah. I'll send you a sleep meditation if you want.
Do I have to be naked?
If you want.
No, okay. Sometimes they're like, take your clothes off. Put this robe on. Well, no, seriously, all jokes aside, Jackie, I really appreciate you calling and taking the time to call. And I am constantly trying new things. So thank you for your offer. And sure, send it up. I love it and would love to try it. And again, thank you very much for spending your time with us this morning.
You're so welcome. It's totally healable.
All right, Jackie. All right. Let's see what she's got for us.
Love
all
it.
Right. Let me play this song. That's Jackie from Albany. And
oh, already worked. He's asleep.
Yep.
He calls himself Fat Patty, the truck driver from Virginia.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning. Good morning, studio. In reference to Amy's morning corny Santa's Holly Davidson, what sound does Santa's Holly Davidson make? It sounds like bah humbug, bug, 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 bah humbug, bug, 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 bug. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate that, Fat Patty.
Yeah, I like that.
This is Katie from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, Bobby. I wanted to know, how do I officially become a B-Team member? I'm on the Facebook group, but I want to make sure that I can get those tickets on Wednesday for the Million Dollar Show.
Yeah, so today they'll go on sale, the pre-sale for the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show that we do for St. Jude at the Ryman. We have Dina Carter and Tracy Lawrence and Randy Houser, Parker McCollum, Michelle Branch, that we've announced now. More people, obviously. If you're in the B-Team, if you just listen to the show and you go, I'm in the B-Team, and I just want to make sure that I take care of others if they need it. But to be in the B-Team where you get like the offers and stuff, because we don't do spam. I'll send out a newsletter like every month. You can go to bobbybones.com. We'll put that link up. And you put your email address and your name in there. We don't spam you. I don't think we've ever spammed in the history. We might start if it's lucrative. We're not going to start. But you can go to bobbybones.com, see the link up there to be in the B-Team, and then you'll get that email. Okay? Thank you. Appreciate that. Katie and Raleigh. And then Allie from Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
I'm just listening to the Birthing in Country, and they were talking about going up in the elevators at their show, and it made me think about the first time that I saw them at a concert. They were literally walking on top of the seat back. And it was just the coolest thing. And they came up really close and they're very intimate. And they're some of the coolest guys I've ever seen perform. And I just appreciate you guys having them on the show. Love all that you do.
Appreciate that. They were awesome.
Yeah, they were great.
For King and Country, which people, I tagged them on my Instagram. They're like, who's Forking and Country? Well, no, so you can't separate them on their name. So it's For King and Country. They were awesome. Check out the interview. Go to our YouTube and watch the performances. It's amazing. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you want to save on gas, drive around with a bowl of water in your car.
Oh, so it doesn't spill, so you're paying attention to how you're... Oh, that's interesting.
It makes you slow down and not accelerate too fast because flooring it when the light turns green, that can lower your gas mileage by up to 40%, according to the EPA.
That's good.
I don't know, man.
I'd spill it immediately, be mad, and then be gassing it more just to get home.
I feel like I would drive like crap because I'm paying attention to the bowl of water.
You'd hit something because you're watching the water.
Exactly.
It's like worse than a cell phone.
Experts say small cereal bowl works great. Don't fill it the whole way.
No one's actually going to do that.
No.
It said leave an inch or two at the top.
No one's going to do
that. Hey, listen, gas prices, they might try it.
We also need people to understand there's a different honk for, hey, the light turned green, and... hey, you just cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
The honk for if the light turned green and you were looking down on your car or looking at your map on your phone or something, or even me, if I'm in a red light, I'll look at my phone. I shouldn't, but I do. And one day I'll do a PSA going, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But right now, that's the deal. And if I'm looking at the phone during a red light and it turns green, you do this. Bup, bup. And I'll go, hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
That's friendly.
It's hard to go, bup, bup.
Or if you just go, bump, bump, all good. But if you go,
but my,
yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, that's okay. Vulgar.
That's you're right. You're not helping me.
But even my
phone. And I would take that bowl of water and throw it on your car. All right, what else you got?
Okay, a woman posted this hilarious thing on TikTok. She was going after her ex who would charge her for food that she would eat. And
like
he kept,
a request, like a Venmo request or something?
Yeah, well, he kept a monthly Excel spreadsheet with everything. I mean, it was detailed. Like once he charged her $3 for a banana and a piece of toast.
Dang.
But that was just one example that she shared. She was dating him for 3 years. And when she questioned him about it, he said, what? This is how normal relationships work.
Maybe he saw that with his parents.
Yeah.
I had a roommate once that I moved in with, right when I moved to Austin, and didn't know her at all, but I had a really close friend in Arkansas who was like, hey, my friend needs a roommate. You don't know anybody. She doesn't know anybody. Why don't you guys be roommates for a while until you figure it out? So I moved in, and she charged me for everything. Same thing, right? Bro, little thing. If I had a piece of bread, oh, that'd be 19 cents. And then I finally but I just felt like if you're a team, you're working together. And as long as no one takes advantage of it, and I was broke as a joke, but still, I would get little invoices on the bedroom door.
Man.
It's crazy.
That's hardcore.
And this, though, it's just tough.
I'm shocked. He probably saves money.
He's probably saving money, but that's tough to live with like that for that long if that's not your thing. All right, what else?
Dolly Parton's wigs have a secret function. This is pretty cool. They have a little pocket where she stores her wireless mic pack. And so that
in
way...
In her wig. That's awesome.
She doesn't have to wear it on the back of her pants or skirt.
The little square thing. When I perform, I have to put it on my belt or my back pocket. She puts it in her wig.
Yeah, here's the clip of her talking about it.
I actually have my wig cap has a little pocket on it in the back because my clothes are so tight, my mic pack don't fit nowhere. There's only room for me in my clothes. And so I have it to where the mic fits in my hair because I wear wigs all the time. And so it goes right over it and we just kind of mic it around and it works perfect.
The crazy thing about Dolly, she's so universally beloved.
Mm-hmm.
We love her in country music, but everybody loves Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
Her music, her acting... Her personality still, mm-hmm. like Dolly is just, she may be one of the most loved Americans, period. If we were to like list them. There are younger ones. The Rock is universally beloved for the most part. Nobody hates The Rock. You can love The Rock. You can like The Rock. Almost nobody hates The Rock.
Tom Hanks,
Dolly Parton. There are those people. It used to be Elon Musk. Now he's gone off.
And, yeah.
But he was like that too. It was like, uh-huh. He was like Iron Man that everybody was like, oh, wow, cool. Now he's made himself polarizing, good and bad to people, which I bet in 5 years he'll be like, dang, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Because he was universally like respected. But yeah, that's always been the goal, to be like Eddie and be universally loved. That's
whatever.
What you have, man.
Okay.
And Dolly, Eddie and Dolly. All right, Amy, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
10-year-old Maddie French, who lives in New York, loves to bake cookies. So she started a baking business called Maddie's Sweet Treats. And the whole point of the business is, one, she can bake, and two, to donate to charity groups. So with the guidance of her mom, they created a logo, they started baking cookies and brownies and muffins, and after paying for the ingredients, because she has to make that part back because she can't go in the hole, she's 10.
Wow.
She donates half her sales to charity, and then the rest is the expenses, right? Wow. I mean, of what she's doing, because then she needs gas, and she needs... So she's running a business, but she's donating her profits. All of her hard work and business success has resulted in her donating thousands of dollars to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So again, she's 10 years old.
That's awesome.
She's doing a lot of work.
That's great.
And I bet she... And listen, I'm a sucker for baked stuff. I try... Until Christmas, I'm staying off sugar for the most part. And so... But my wife can bake... She'll bake cookies. She'll go, how many do you need to bake? Because it's just us two. And I'll go, I don't know, 10... And she's like, oh, I'm not going to, she goes, I won't eat, but like 3 or 4. And I was like, yeah, I know.
So do 10.
So like, do. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I was
I'll
saying.
I'll take care Perfect. Of the rest.
Are you good at baking?
I mean, my daughter likes to bake, so I do that more so with her, but.
I'm a sucker for like warm, with milk, cookies, warm cookies and milk.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
You're a kid.
That is, yeah, I am in a lot of ways. But big shout out to Maddie French for doing it. Spending a lot of her time and money that she could be making, she's donating, and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.